Each week we collect the contributions from our regular columnists as they appeared on NautaLocal.com and bring them to you in this post, just in case you missed them. POV. Kids of 16 and 17 should be allowed to vote. The age of consent in Canada is 16 years old. At that age, young Canadians can emancipate from their parents, join the army and climb behind the wheel of a 3,000-pound hunk of metal and fiberglass and head out onto the highway. But they have to wait 2 more years before they can take a pencil to a ballot and vote. Sharon Burns, a former high school teacher and principal, takes a look at the hashtag Vote16 movement and suggests it's long past time that the voting age be lowered. Read her POV column here. Absorbed or annexed, the call for Canadian pride is now. While Donald Trump will be sworn in for his second term as President of the USA on Monday, January 20th, Canadians nervously await the opportunity to discover whether or not he will make good on his threats to impose a 25% tariff on goods imported from Canada or even take the unfathomable step to attempt to annex our country as the 51st state. Owen Bjorgen says whether he's joking or truly means business, the new president has crossed a line. It's time for Canadians to stand up to Trump. Read more of what Owen has to say here. View from the couch, a review of the last holiday. Queen Latifah and Gerard Depardieu turn in fine performances in the 2006 film The Last Holiday, making a not-so-great film actually worth watching. Read Donald Coombs' review here. Where's Ben? Let us know where in NOTL Ben Foster is in today's photo. For the past 2 years, our former co-op student, NOTL resident and Eden High School graduate Ben Foster, has been exploring different locations in Niagara-on-the-Lake, wondering how familiar others may be with them. Last week Ben was hanging around in front of an historic building on Ricardo Street. Take a look at this week's photo, and if you know where Ben is, click here to find out how to send us your guess. Ricky Rapp, weighing in on Canada and USA relations. Owen is not the only NOTL local contributor lamenting the threats that U.S. President Donald Trump has leveled toward Canada. Rick Mills chimes in on the long, friendly, symbiotic relationship between Canada and the U.S. that seems to be at risk with tomorrow's inauguration. Read this week's Ricky Rapp here.